We're just about to begin Simen Yud Beis in Hilchos Tzitzis. We'll be doing the first sif. In the previous Simen, we were dealing with the halachas pertaining to putting the strings into the beged. Now we are referring to a beged that has tzitzis in it, and they tore. Some of the strings tore. What are the halachas here? At which point are your tzitzis pasul? So there are two basic opinions here that the Shulchan Aruch brings down. The first day, which is the day of the rush, and that is that if your tzitzis tore, all of them are allowed to have torn a little bit, as long as each of the four double strings still has a little bit left, namely kedei aniva, enough to go and tie a bow. Now, what does kedei aniva mean? So the Shulchan Aruch explains that this is, you could take whatever's left over of the string, tie it around all of the other strings, and make a bow out of it. You can go make a little slip knot around all of the other strings together. Now remember, the four strings are double. So although we have eight strings in the tzitzis, we don't really need four kedei, we don't need eight kedei anivas, we need four kedei anivas. We need a kedei aniva of each of the four strings. But that's it, nothing more than that. Therefore, the halacha would be that what happens if one string on one side is torn completely, there's nothing left of it. Only one tore like that. So your tzitzis are kosher. The reason they're kosher is because you have the other side of it left. So let's say one string tears completely, one side tears completely, and all of the others tear a little bit, and they're only kedei aniva. It's still kosher, because you're left with a kedei aniva on the other side. Now, what happens if two strings tear completely? So here you've got a problem. Those two strings may be two sides of the same string, and you're not left with a single kedei aniva of that one of the four strings. So that would be puzzle. As a result of it, there's a minhag when tzitzis are being tied to see to it that the same four strings on one side will always remain on that side and the other four on the other side. In other words, when you're taking your four and doubling them over, you will always have one half of each of the four on one side and the other half of all of those four on the other side. So if that's the case, if two tear on the same side, you know for a fact that those are not the same string, because no string is on this side and then the other part of it also on this side. Since you were careful in the way you tied it, it would have to be that one on one side tore and then one on the other side tore, and only then would it be a problem. So one more time. If two strings tear completely on one side and you were careful in making the tzitzis, that you never had the same two halves of a string, the different halves of the string on the same side, you were careful, then as long as two or three or all four on one side tear completely, your tzitzis are kosher. Not only that, but even if on the other side they're not whole, but on the other side you only have kedei aniva of each of the four strings. Four totally missing on one side. The other side you have four kedei anivas, your tzitzis are definitely kosher, according to this opinion. Whereas, if one string on one side tears completely, and one string on the other side tears completely, we do not know that there's a single string left that's kedei aniva. At that point, your tzitzis would be pasul. This is the first opinion that the Shulchan Aruch mentions. Im nifsiku kol chutei akonav, v'nishtar bem kedei anivas kol achutin apsukim biyachat kosher. If what was left was kedei aniva, even though all of them tore a little bit, the halacha is that it's fine. V'im lo nisher kedei aniva. So there, the Mechaber says, afilu b'chut echot shenifsa kulo, one complete one where there's nothing left would be puzzle. Therefore, he says, since each one is double in half, im nifsaku shnei rashim puzzle, if two are torn completely where there's not even a kedei aniva, it is puzzle. And then he tells us, where if you were careful in the way you made it, that they're on separate sides, and the two that tore completely were on the same side, your tzitzis would be kosher. This is the first opinion. The second opinion is that of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds, remember, in the days of Tcheles, you had two strings of Tcheles and two strings of Lavan. Today we have all four Lavan. But of those four Lavan, it's two for Lavan and two that should have been Tcheles. the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that either the Tcheles or the Lavan must be complete. One of them has to be complete in order for them still to be kosher. Therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you need two strings that are not only Kedei Aniva, but are the full 12 Godlim, the size of the tzitzis that we said. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it is insufficient that all of the strings are left Kedei Aniva. Two strings must be complete. They have to have a full Yud Beis Godlim. Therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what would happen if two strings tear? If they tear, and even though you have left Kedei Aniva, however, you have Kedei Aniva. One side of, say, what happened was two strings tore on one side of your tzitzis. On the other side of your tzitzis, they're complete. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it would be kosher. The halakha would be that it would be kosher because two of them tore. And even if it would turn out that they are two separate strings, that's not a problem because you have another two complete strings. According to Rabbeinu Tam, however, once you have three strings that tear, and those three strings are, even though they're Kedei Aniva, which according to the first opinion would mean that everything's still kosher. According to Rabbeinu Tam, once three strings tear, then your tzitzis are pasul, because you do not have two that are complete. Now, let's say you were careful that you have half on one side and half on the other side. Still, according to Rabbeinu Tam, once three tear, say they're on the same side, then you know for a fact you don't have two complete ones. Say that they are on two different sides. So there you have the other problem. Even the first opinion would say that that is puzzle. You have a string on one side that is torn and a string on the other side. What if you're left with a Kedei Aniva? So according to the first opinion, when you have Kedei Aniva, you don't have a problem in any of them. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you do not have a complete string. So if two tore on one side and one tore on the other side, we could be afraid that these are three different strings. And even if you have Kedei Aniva left, you don't know for a fact that you have two complete strings. Rabbeinu Tam would therefore say your tzitzis are possible. Consequently, according to the first opinion, the halacha would be that so long as what's torn leaves behind the Kedei Aniva, doesn't make a difference how many strings are torn. It is kosher. If it tore and you have less than Kedei Aniva, the halacha would be that the only time it is possible is if you have two sides. One side you're left with less than Kedei Aniva, and the other side you're left with one with less than Kedei Aniva, where we're afraid that those two are the same string and you don't have Kedei Aniva. According to Rabbeinu Tam, even if you have Kedei Aniva in all of the strings, it is possible until you know for a fact that you have two complete strings. Complete. Yud Beis Godlin. Therefore, if three strings tear, whether they be on the same side, whether they be on opposite sides, whether you were careful when you made it, you weren't careful when you made it, three strings tore, and you even have Kedei Aniva on them, Rabbeinu Tam would say your tzitzis are pasul because you don't know that you have two complete tzitzis that didn't tear. What is the halacha? So, the Shulchan Aruch writes, halacha kesvara rishona. The Machaber Shita is, the Machaber says that the halachi is like the first svara. In other words, even though three tore, if you're left with Kedei Aniva, you're all right. Miu heche de'efshir tov lochosh l'svaras Rabbeinu Tam. Where you can, the right thing to do is to be choshish for Rabbeinu Tam. What does it mean if you can? If it's convenient, why not get another pair of tzitzis if it's convenient? Mishabur will later say you don't miss tefillah b'tzibur over it. And you can make a bracha on it. Because the Ikar Adin, according to the Machaber, is the first opinion and not Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramah says, no hagim ka Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramah says that our minhag is like Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, we should not be putting on tzitzis where you have three strings that are torn, even though you have Kedei Aniva on all three of them. We would be choshish for Shitas Rabbeinu, Tam. So these were the two shitas that we had. Now going back to the idea of Kedei Aniva in the first opinion, the Machaber said that Kedei Aniva means going around all four. So first of all four means all four together. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halachi mentions that the Magen Avraham has another shita here. It means that you have to be able to do an Aniva around each one of the strings separately. And la halacha, he does not paskin that way. La halacha, he is dochit. Now the El Yoramba brings a shita in the Rishonim that you don't need a kedei aniva around all the strings, but it would be enough to have kedei aniva around one of the strings. That too would be enough. We're not talking about a major difference, but a small difference. And when your tzitzis tear up there, it may very well be that difference really matters. So what's the halacha? The Mishneh Berurah paskens is not like the El Yoramba, but then he has another suffix. He brings a machlokas actually. What is the halacha if you know that the same string tore on both sides, or you think that it may be the same string that tore on both sides? You have a half kedei aniva on one side and a half kedei aniva on the other side. Will we be mitzdarif the two sides to create a kedei aniva? So the Malbim, the Arz HaZachayim, is Makel, the Mishneh Berurah leaves it as a suffix. Says the Mishneh Berurah, here we will employ the shita of the El Yoramba. Namely, if on each of the sides what's left is enough to be able to tie an aniva around one string, and by putting the two together, you will have enough to do a kedei aniva around all the strings, there he will allow you to be makel. First, we have a suffix whether or not there is tziruf, and it could be that as long as the two together will give you a kedei aniva, that's enough. And second of all, we have the opinion of the El Yoramba that if you can do an aniva around one string, that is sufficient. So if you have on each of those two sides enough to go around one string, and putting the two together, you have enough to go around all of the strings, there the Mishneh Berurah is going to be makel. Now, where do all of these halachas apply? This is the halacha of gardumim, which is the leftovers of tzitzis. You had a kosher pair of tzitzis, and then a tor. When you're making tzitzis to begin with, you need four strings that are 12 grodlin and not less than that. If your tzitzis, your strings tear before you start making them, you can't say, oh, this used to be 12 goldlim, and now I'm left with a kedei aniva. You have to make tzitzis with four complete strings of yud-beis goldlim. If they do not have yud-beis goldlim for each side, then your tzitzis are puzzle. It is only if you already made them, and they were kosher, they tore later. There we employ the halachis of gardumim, of leftovers, that so long as, according to the first opinion, you have kedei aniva in all of the strings, the second one that you have two complete strings, only there would it still be kosher. What is called having made the tzitzis? One of the most common times for tzitzis to actually tear is while you're making them, if you pull a little too tight. At what point will you consider your tzitzis having been made? So the Mishneh Berurah brought this up before, and the halacha was, we hold kesher elyon doraisa, we're not sure what the kesher elyon is, we are machmir, that if until you actually tied a double knot, wound around several times, and tied another double knot, until that point your tzitzis are not osui, they are not yet made. Therefore, the halacha will be that if they tore before that point, your tzitzis are pasul. If they tore after that point, we would say your tzitzis are kosher, they are leftovers. These are gardumei tzitzis, and the halacha is that is leftovers. The Mechaber tells us within Shitas Rabbeinu Tam that if you weren't careful at the time you made your tzitzis, that they should be four on one side and four on the other, and they be of different strings, meaning all four on one side is the four different strings, all four on the other side of those four different strings, but you may end up having two of the same, two strings on one side that are really of the same, if you weren't careful. There the halacha is that if three of them break, three of them tear, and they're incomplete, then it's possible. So the Mishneh Berurah asks the question, why is it only if you weren't careful? If you were careful and three tore, so you still have a problem. If all three tore on the same side, you know that your tzitzis are puzzle according to Rabbeinu Tam. Even if two tear on one side and the third is on the other side, how do you know that the one on the other side is the other side of one of the two that tore on the first side? Maybe it's a third one. And since according to Rabbeinu Tam, you need two complete strings, by having one tear on one side and two on the other, you may have three torn and you don't have two complete strings. So why exactly did the Shulchan Aruch limit it to having major tzitzis without being careful? Says the Mishneh Berurah that what we're talking about, the case that he is talking about, which is that when two of them, if two of them tore, so there the halacha is that we don't have a problem with Rabbeinu Tam because the other two are complete. But he does mention that if two of them tore, you have to be left with kedei aniva, enough to tie an aniva. So he says that what the Shulchan Aruch meant was that even in Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, if you were careful, two of them tore, and you're left with less than kedei aniva, if you were careful in the way you made it, it would be kosher. If you weren't careful, then it's not kosher because these two less than kedei anivas would end up possibly being the same string on either side and you're not left with a kedei aniva. In short, when is it that there's a difference between whether you're a medakdek or not medakdek? Not in Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. In Shitas Rabbeinu Tam itself, meaning with regard to the problem of Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't make a difference if you were careful when you made it that they're on different sides or the same side. In either case, three strings are torn. They're incomplete. You have kedei aniva, your tzitzis are pasul lefi Rabbeinu Tam, which we are machmer for lechatchila. Whereas, if what tore was, well, the string that tore left you with less than kedei aniva, there the halacha would be that you need all four strings should be at least have a kedei aniva. So if you were not careful, two of them tore, and you're left with less than kedei aniva, you weren't careful, your tzitzis are puzzle, because they may be two sides of the same string. You were careful, if there are two on the same side that are less than kedei aniva, it's kosher. Two on opposite sides that are less than kedei aniva, the halacha would be that it would be puzzle, because they may very well be the same string. So to recap it, we have two opinions here. The Ikar Adin is like the first. That first shita holds that as long as there's a kedei aniva in each of the four strings, the halacha is your tzitzis are kosher. Therefore, if you were careful in the way you made your tzitzis, and you know that the four on one side are all four different strings, and the four on the other side are the other side of the four on the first side, then the halacha will be, if two of them tore and you're left with less than kedei aniva on the same side, it's kosher, on opposite sides, pasul. If you are left with kedei aniva, anything can tear, and it doesn't make a difference, as long as in what's torn you have kedei aniva. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Tam, which we are machmir for lechatchila, kedei aniva is insufficient. You need to know for a fact that at least two of the strings are complete in their entirety. Therefore, if two strings tore and you're left with kedei aniva, it's kosher. But if three strings tear, even though you're left with kedei aniva, the halacha is that your tzitzis would be pasul lefi Rabbeinu Tam, and we are choshish for this lechatchila.